This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Facebook Live and
Periscope.
Our Periscopians out there watching, letting us know what's going on in the sports world while we're doing the show. In case you haven't heard, let's go ahead and talk about it for a minute. I kind of want to wait to save it. Well, I got to do this real fast. The Texans trade quarterback Brock Osweiler, 2018 second-round pick and a 2006 round pick to the Browns for a fourth rounder. And the Browns may cut Osweiler.
So the Browns gave up a fourth rounder?
Yes.
The Browns gave up a fourth rounder, got a quarterback, a starting quarterback.
By the way, they have a lot of picks.
They got a lot of picks. They picked up a second rounder
for next year.
Next year and a sixth rounder
this year.
For this year.
To get
and they already had 12 picks
right. for this Why year. Why not? I mean, what you got to lose?
And they can trade more picks and get players, man.
They can release them. They get that they got the number two pick, the number one pick, and the 12th.
And the number 12 pick.
So you get a defensive player. You get Myles Garrett, number one. Then you get a quarterback, Larry, in the draft.
You don't even have
to.
If you need to.
Or just go ahead and draft you a quarterback, second pick. I mean, in the 12th pick.
I think if they wait, they can maybe get Deshaun Watson in the second round, early in the second round. Don't they have the first pick in the
Watson's
second round?
Watson's gone, though. Watson will be gone,
I mean,
dude.
If I was Cleveland, I would take Myles Garrett with the first pick, and yeah. I would take Deshaun Watson with the 12th pick.
I would actually go different route because Deshaun Watson's going to be gone before the 12th pick.
Somebody's going to get some of your picks this year and trade up.
But why not? You could. To me, I wouldn't draft a court. Get Myles Garrett, number one, then the 12th pick. Get Deshaun Kizer, somebody like
Kizer's
that.
There's not going to be a winner, man.
No, I'm just saying. Somebody, because now you keep Osweiler. You groom a younger guy to replace him, you know, next year. I mean, because every you draft does not have to play this year.
This is what you can do. The Browns, with all their picks, they can trade up to the sixth pick for the Jets, and then they can get Watson. Because the Jets want out of the sixth pick. The Jets do not want to draft anything because they're in a rebuild mode.
Right.
So they can use the 12th pick overall and another pick in maybe the second round or third round or that fourth round pick they just got from.
No, they could trade up.
Yeah. And get trade up and get Watson. Because, trust me, what I saw from the combine from Deshaun Kizer does not scream NFL quarterback.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't look good.
I mean, Deshaun Watson looks so smooth at the combine. Yeah. And I know if the money is on the line, Deshaun Watson is going to give me a chance to win. Right. I haven't seen that from any of these other quarterbacks that are coming out. And that's what scares me about the Trubisky's and the Kizers and whoever else you want to look at.
Don't forget, the Browns have so many holes. I mean, it's better now, but, you know, defense, offense, there's still some holes they need to address. They just lost a lineman today. No, they gained a lineman from Cincinnati. They need to address the running back situations, different things. I wouldn't even get a quarterback in this draft. If you don't like – let me take this back. If you like Deshaun Watson that much, then, yeah, go ahead and get him. If you don't, then don't draft a quarterback. I mean, you just trade it for a quarterback and you got picks, or trade up. So wait until next year to get you a high draft pick.
But I think with Buffalo re-signing Tyrod Taylor and redoing that deal, like, Watson should be there because Buffalo won't take him now.
No, he shouldn't be. But New York, the Jets are still there. Don't know. I mean, Jets,
I feel like the San Francisco. Jets want to move out. They want to move out so bad, man. And the Browns, how many more quarterbacks are you going to keep passing on?
Somebody said that trade reminds me a lot of what Cavs did with Baron Davis and pick to get Kyrie.
Why not?
Yeah. No, it can be done.
It can be done.
Moving to, I know we talked about that. We had to talk about that for a second. Let's finish up the local segment. I mentioned to you, give me three free agents the Panthers should sign this offseason that are available right now. Matt Khalil was the one I was thinking about. The only thing about signing Matt Khalil or something, I thought maybe a 2-3 year deal with a lot less money. Mm-hmm. To see, let him see where. I hate when you sign these guys to a big contract that are coming off injuries or anything else.
Let me pull up the list of who's left. Like, I was hoping that the Chiefs and Eric Berry were going to have some kind of brain fart and not be able to find any happy medium, and that we had a chance to go after Eric Berry, but that didn't happen. I wasn't really in love with any of the wide receivers out there, and we just need to go with what we have. I'd like to keep Ted Ginn because he is that game changer. You mean we put Ted Ginn on the field, it gives us more space to operate. I would like to see us just try to go and bolster the offensive line in a little bit more. There's a few veterans out there I think we can get at a good deal, like Ryan Clady from the Jets. He just got released.
What about Okung?
Okung, he can be a better right tackle than what we've had. He's been released. So let's go after some offensive line help. I think that's the place we need to look at.
So offensive line?
Offensive line, whatever. Like Clady or Coon or who was the guy from the Jets? The other guy from the Jets is
Nick Bango.
But he's a center. And
right.
Khalil is good. We need to go after Okung or maybe Ryan Clady. Both of those guys play tackle. They've been in the league for a while. Since there isn't a really good safety behind Eric Berry that was out there, in my book anyway.
No, and the one that was the big safety, Barry Church signed with the Jaguars. And, you know, there's been a couple other big signings offensive line that have gone. I get you. Offensive line would be huge. Victor Cruz, yes or no?
No. No.
Terrence Williams?
No.
So no other receivers out there or anything?
No. I think we can find a receiver in the draft.
What about Danny Amendola? Somebody like that. No. A short slot receiver. So you sticking with Burson?
Let's stick with Burson. We gave him the money. There's a reason we gave him an extension.
All right.
We're going to have to put him on the field.
All right. We'll see what happens. Moving on to the Charlotte Knights. They open the season on Thursday, April 6th. It's the first home game of the season. Make sure you go out and check it out. I'm going to try to get somebody in the Knights on the show next week, so we'll talk a little bit more about the Knights.
Just go out for the food, man, and go out there before it gets to June and July, and it's 100 degrees in the day games.
This is the best time of year to go out there when it's April, May. Go out there and watch, you know, good weather. We're talking about snow this weekend in Charlotte, so.
Don't get too caught up. Remember the last time they said Snowmageddon was coming, and we got, what, a half inch. They didn't even get a half an inch. We got a fourth.
It depends on certain areas,
I got nothing.
I got barely a dust. NASCAR last week in Atlanta, Brad Keselowski won. You did pick
Keselowski. I think it was legit who picked Keselowski or Matt. Whoever was watching last week and picked Keselowski. I figured the Gibbs cars were going to run better. I'm a Keselowski fan. I'm happy that he won. The only thing I don't like about non-restricted plate races is like the field, the track is so wide, and it's not a lot of wrecks, and it's not a lot of drama coming down at the end. It was a very clean race. Kevin Harvick dominated the race. He just had a pit penalty on the last caution. With 13 laps left in the race, he has a speeding pit penalty, which put him in the back. And he had the best car, man, by far, all day, and lost the race. But way to go, BK. Good racing. The Fords have been tough, man. Mm-hmm. Ford cars have been dominating NASCAR right now. Whatever technology Ford got going on, Chevy, Toyota, y'all need to catch up.
This week, they're in Las Vegas.
They're on their West Coast swing.
And because it's Las Vegas, then the next week, Phoenix, and then next week.
And after that, it's California.
Yep. California love. And then it's back to Martinsville after that. So
then you're rolling right up on The Coca-Cola 600, which is coming.
That's right. It'll be here before you know it. Exactly. Who you got this weekend for Las Vegas?
I haven't watched any of the practice races. I'm going to go with – I want to go with Kyle Larson this weekend.
Okay.
Kyle Larson has been running really strong, man. He just hasn't been able to hold on, but I think he'll hold on and work it out this weekend. I should have been able to catch a couple practice races, see who has some fast cars going.
All right. I will go with Logano this weekend, see Penske. How he does.
Team Penske.
Yeah, I'll go with Penske. He's looked pretty good this year. Let's move on to – you got anything else local before we move on?
No.
Let's move into our dummies of the week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolinas, dummy of the week. All right, you got any dummies?
Let's start with Boogie Cousins. So, Boogie Cousins was just fined $50,000 from the NBA. After video surfaced of him telling a fan to, quote, suck my man part during Sunday night's game against the Lakers. Now, the video TMZ has posted on their website. I'll repost it on the Facebook page to make sure everybody sees it. But come on, Boogie. Really? Really, Boogie? Come on, man. You got a league also refers to an instance where he told a heckler to sit your, quote, sit your fat ass down. Like, Boogie be taking it out on the fans. Boogie be a trip. Calm down. Man.
Come on, Boogie.
And then Faison Love. I know he's not an athlete. If you don't know Faison Love by the name, then you might know about his character, a.k.a. Big Worm from the movie Friday. Yes, the same Big Worm with the wig perm and the ice cream truck.
I remember.
He assaults a valet at an airport. It is on video. He grabs the valet by the back of his shirt. He throws him up against one of those electrical signs that be standing to point you in the way of stuff or as an advertisement on it, man. He is just manhandling this dude. And Faison Love is a bit 350, 375 pounds. This valet looked like he was a buck 50, buck 60. Just slinging him.
So, all right, just go back to NASCAR. That's a good one. Jimmy Johnson, two legit picks.
He going double J this weekend?
He's going double J.
He had a tough time in Atlanta last weekend.
Yeah. I got a couple of dummies. First, let's start out with MJ. Let's go and get out of the way. Calling the roof the ceiling during the Duke Carolina game.
Isn't the roof the ceiling or the floor? Then he said the floor was the ceiling, right? Or the roof was the floor?
No, he said the roof is the ceiling. Is the roof the ceiling?
Yeah, it's the same thing, right? The ceiling and the roof is the same thing. It's all the top. I think he said the floor was the ceiling. Or the roof is the floor. Or, I don't know. I know he was excited because he's making more money.
The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling.
To UNC crowd, right.
Meaning what?
That's what we're saying. The ceiling, he said, we've never heard anybody say the ceiling is the roof.
Oh, I've heard people say the ceiling is not high enough. Or,
right. But the ceiling is the roof. Okay. I get it. But now it was the big thing this week. He shakes the world by saying the ceiling is the roof.
Leave MJ alone. You know how much money he just made by being the official sponsor of not only the Carolina Tar Heel basketball apparel, but now the football apparel. He's already got Michigan doing their football apparel as well. MJ is banking. There's nothing dumb about MJ. Trust me, that dude is getting it. Absolutely getting it. Hey, we riding around, we getting it. We riding around, we getting it.
Yeah, no, MJ, hey, he's done a lot, and, you know, he gave a lot of money for the football program, now down by Jordan and everything else. Some other ones, Reuben Foster of Bama was sent home after a combine after a heated exchange with hospital worker.
Well, we all know Reuben Foster has had a shoulder issue, and I guess the hospital worker said something that Pete pissed him off and just sent him the wrong way. We're talking about young men that play a violent sport, so yeah, they're probably more so on edge than regular people. We would just have to excuse that, man, chalk it up to knuckleheadedness. It's not going to hurt Reuben Foster's draft stock in the least.
Well, supposedly what happened is he was in line and he got tired of waiting at the hospital.
Everybody gets tired of waiting in the hospital. The healthcare in this country is a joke.
Yeah, it's rough.
It's a friggin' joke.
Moving on to the next one I have. The Knicks turn off in-game entertainment so everyone can experience basketball in its purest form. Any other stadium or arena, I would have been happy with this, but it's the Knicks. It's the Knicks.
Now, if they let the music play, good, yeah. It would be something, yeah. But I don't want to see basketball in its ugliest form. If you're talking about pure, there's nothing pure about that.
No, it's been brutal. But anyway, they did that on Sunday. It was against the Warriors, too. Someone set Floyd Mayweather's car on fire during the UK tour. Come on, man. Why are you setting this
man's car on fire? We know he got the money to buy 20 more, but still.
The next thing, the Cavs. And let me put this out here. I'm not making fun of someone getting injured. I feel horrible if someone broke his leg. But I kind of have to look at the Cavs like he played 58 seconds. Andrew Bogut got checked into the game and broke his leg. 58 seconds into his debut with the Cavs.
That is some hard luck, man. That is hard luck.
58 seconds.
What he's even worse is he just got cut yesterday to open up roster spot so the Cavaliers could re-sign someone else. So, yeah, Andrew Bogut has had a tough year. He's had a tough year.
No, I feel horrible for him, but the Cavs. But,
see, he's lucky that his leg or his knee didn't break during the finals last year. So, of course, it was probably going to come back around. And it's the same leg that J.R. Smith fell on. So, obviously, it wasn't 100% healed.
The Suns gorilla slides on the floor during the game action. He was trying to get a drumstick off the floor.
I mean, he got to it quick and got off the floor. He did his job. Nobody doesn't need any players tripping
on the drumstick. Dodgers outfielder Yasiel Puig had his home robbed of at least $170,000 in property last week.
Why are these stars allowing these people to know where they stay? Allowing these people to break in their houses and steal their jewelry and property? What is wrong with y'all?
That's where you don't videotape yourself in your house and different things.
Don't you got a safe?
Don't you
got CPI? Luke Kuechly's supposed to be jumping out the screen tackling folks for you. What are y'all doing?
That would be good. Chiefs tight end Demetrius Harris arrested faces felony drug charges.
On possession of marijuana. Yeah. I think he had a couple bags. He was
turning up.
Yeah, he has oxycodone too. Turn up.
500,000 stolen from Nick Young's house.
Swaggy.
Come on. Warriors lose to Celtics 99-86. All I'm going to say about the Warriors, it has not been pretty lately.
It's always tough, man, when you're trying to get to your third straight NBA finals and they are a jump shooting team. Like, of course, they're going to have stretches where they're not shooting.
They six of 30 last night from three.
It's a lot of jump shots in a lot of games.
I don't remember if you agree with me or not, but when you lose Kevin Durant, you lost your defense. You lost somebody that can play it inside if you need it once in a while. And don't forget, you lost Harrison Barnes, Bogut, and other things last year. They just don't have those same pieces anymore. They don't have the depth.
And we said at the beginning of the season, like, they went from strength in numbers to strength in starters. And if one of their starters were to go down, then it would be difficult for them to maintain it because they had more depth. They had pieces they could plug in and adjust if something went down.
And we'll talk more about it later, but they play the Spurs on Saturday.
Nice.
So, you know, see, without Durant.
Go, Spurs, go.
Markieff Morris ejected after nailing Mason Plumlee right in the Nuggets.
Everybody's pulling the Draymond Green, man. I just got a natural reaction from my leg to go up into your genital area and take you out.
Somebody kicked me there. Yeah.
Take you out, homie. I'm going to take you out.
Yeah, it is very thin. Mr. 315's chatting with us as we go. The Bills signed two fullbacks on the first day of free agency. Congrats, Buffalo. You signed Mike Tolbert and Patrick DeMarco.
And they said they signed Mike Tolbert not to be a fullback, to be a running back.
Well, oh, that was true. My fault. That was a true story. That was true. Okay. All right. My bad. Wow. That is great.
Let me just read something I just saw pop up.
Yeah.
Cliff Robinson, former Portland Trailblazers star, played on their 90s team.
Yeah.
Hospitalized in Oregon this morning. He's currently
Cliff Robinson. I thought he passed away years ago.
Nah, Uncle Cliff is still around. He's 50 years old. He's currently at Providence St. Vincent Medical Center in Portland. No further information has been released. He opened a marijuana shop called Uncle Spliffy. Because he was called Uncle Cliff in the league. So he opened a marijuana shop called Uncle Spliffy. Cliff Robinson was doing it, man.
Uncle Spliffy.
Check out Uncle Spliffy's.
Dude, that.
But on the real Cliff Robinson, man, think about you. Get back to Uncle Spliffy's quickly. Man.
Sorry, I got due to the Uncle Spliffy comedy, man. The stuff that
comes across your screen, man.
Wow, Uncle Spliffy, man. He's – woo, Uncle Spliffy. All right. Where do you go from Uncle Spliffy? Let's go to ACC tournament. Do you want to share what's going on with ACC? I've got true or false. We'll do that in a few minutes. So far, NC State got beat by Clemson the other night. It was so sad.
Just went final, Duke 81, Louisville 77, setting up Duke Carolina 3 tomorrow.
And I was just corrected, it's Jerome Kersey and Kevin Duckworth. I knew Duckworth, but Kersey is what I was thinking about, not Cliff. But anyway, Duke beat Louisville, what score?
81-77.
Okay.
Jason Tatum, 25, big point, 25. Jason Tatum.
And Carolina won the previous earlier game.
Dominated right? Miami. So Carolina and Duke will be the early game tomorrow. Have your TV set. They might be the 7 o'clock game, depending on what time the championship game is on Saturday.
Okay.
I'm glad they moved the championship games, the tournament championship games, up to Saturday for most people or before Sunday.
Yeah.
That way, Sunday is just the selection
show. Don't we have a game on Sunday, though? The Big 12 or Pac 12?
There might be the Big 12. Big 12 championship might be Sunday.
Actually. I actually had somebody say the Big 12 tournament is the best. What? I'm like, dude, the ACC is not as good.
What?
I was like, you're crazy.
The Big 12 has one team.
Yeah.
It'll probably be Kansas or Baylor. Get out of here.
Yeah. Going back to ACC, I think the game tonight is going to be the best game of the tournament. Virginia Tech and Notre Dame.
I don't know, man. Not in love with either one of those schools. There's two games tonight. We got Virginia Tech and Notre Dame. We got Virginia playing. Let's see. Let me pull up my scoreboard. Hold on. I'm sorry, guys.
Virginia Tech plays at 7 tonight against Notre Dame.
Who plays the later game? Who plays the 9 o'clock game? Virginia and
The sleeper.
Virginia and Florida State play the 9
o'clock game. No, Florida State is playing Virginia Tech. Yeah, Florida State and Virginia Tech. Acknowledge Mr. 315. We are acknowledging you.
We acknowledge you. We give you shout outs.
Yeah.
You need to be in the studio.
That's right. You got to be here, man. We're giving you shout outs. You know, don't worry. We'll get into the Bears in a few minutes. All right, don't worry. We'll talk about the Bears and Long Neck Glennon in a few minutes. All right. Well, when we come back from break, we'll get into our true or false. We'll talk about some more tournaments that are going on right now. As always, you can catch us everywhere.
Sports is life. Side piece, baby.
And you're listening to BSS Carolinas.